Hi, everyone. Back here at Dove Valley with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. For the Broncos, getting ready for their first game in October. And here on this Friday, woke up to about 33 degrees. It feels like October and fall. But the bottom line right now, Broncos getting ready for their second NFC West opponent in a row, trying to bounce back from a win. Andrew, a team they've had more than your usual week to prepare for. I think most fans would admit they don't know much about the Arizona Cardinals. Right now, matchups that some people should keep an eye on as they get ready for kickoff.
Well, you start with Arizona's cornerbacks, Patrick Peterson and Antonio Cromartie. Those two guys, neither of them has allowed a completion longer than 17 yards this year. They do a great job in man coverage, a great job of limiting yardage after the catch, a great job of making sure nothing happens on their watch. Because of those two, they're free to blitz more often. This is a team that's going to blitz about 57% of the time when you pass the football. You know, they're going to bring pass rush from all angles. Obviously, the key guy up front is Calais Campbell, the Denver South High graduate who has a lot of local fans around here. But they get pressure from all sides. They get pressure from the safeties, and even the corners are going to be involved. So a lot of different elements to their defense, which make it very tricky to deal with. And then Arizona's offense, watch the receivers. You've got three guys. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, and the rookie John Brown, who's been explosive, had two touchdowns against San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. And that whole unit has had, like the Broncos, they've had the bye to prepare. So as the Broncos have put a lot of game plan work in, so have the Cardinals.
57%, not 58 or 56. 57%. Again, they've had just as much time as the Broncos have. Cardinals right now undefeated. Broncos, you can see behind us, wrapping up what's been a very long stretch here to get ready for this team. The theme, though, Phil, this week on what these guys know they have to do better going forward, not just against Arizona, but starting out for the rest of the season, some things they talked about this week.
Well, one of the things, like Mace talked about, is that the Cardinals like to blitz a lot. So the wide receiver said they have to make the most of their opportunities when they get those chances to make some plays down the field. The other thing that they talked about is trying to establish more of a running game, talking about the tight ends blocking and being a little more efficient, like Adam Gase likes to say. And then obviously one of the big things that we're talking about this week is Peyton Manning, one touchdown away from 500. He talked about Bruce Arians and Tom Moore now coaching with the Cardinals being such a influence on his career early on. So it should be quite the matchup for him this week.
Seems like every week we're talking about a milestone that Peyton Manning can achieve going into a game. And we talk about it because, frankly, every week there is a milestone that he can achieve going into a game. But he, like the rest of his teammates, care about one thing Sunday afternoon. It's getting that win, moving to 3-1, and getting that sour taste from almost 2 weeks ago in Seattle out of their mouths. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Thanks for checking out this preview for Week 5. And again, we'll be live from Sports Authority Field at Mile High Sunday, starting around 12:30.